Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight Movie Nights.
With an owie.
I hate it when you do that to me. It throws me off.
That's what I do.
Can you say your real line so I know what to say next?
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, taking a breath. And movies. Today is Saturday, January, what, 23rd? It's 23rd, right? Oh my God, it's 1-2-3. It's 1-2-3 2016. It's the second coolest 1-2-3 date of the year.
What's the other coolest?
The coolest 1-2-3 date of the year is December 3rd, duh.
Oh, okay.
So today is Saturday, January 23rd, 2016. And I am Miranda Janelle. I almost did the old Getting Geeky intro. Who the hell are you?
I'm that fracking cat.
How come What's people left? Interact? Talking's hard.
Yes, it is. So if anyone wants to interact with us on the live show, join us on Mixlr.com/take37 or send us a tweet on @MovieNightsPod. And we've already got people in the chat with us. We got Jim, Revelstoke Jim.
We've got the comic noob.
Diana.
And we've got Dale Who.
Hello, everybody.
Anyone else? Because sometimes...
There's a one elsewhere.
I see +2 elsewhere. Like, oh. it can never agree. Yeah, but... So right before we go on, Mixlr wants to update itself. And I hate updating things before we go live.
I received no such update.
I wasn't paying... Well, this is the Mixlr app on the desktop that we're broadcasting out of right now.
Okay.
But it looks to be a pretty good update because it's actually got the chat in there as well somehow.
Maybe they're fixing all that nonsense that was going on during the week.
I don't know. But you know what? This is weird. I can see who's here, but I couldn't see the actual... Oh, that is weird. That is so weird. So I can see the listeners in the main broadcast window and then pop out the chat as well.
That's
so
pretty cool.
So some interface updates. That's great. I think that they knew that we were considering taking our business elsewhere because the chat's awesome. We love the chat. Absolutely love the chat. But we've been having issues with Mixlr lately, especially on mobile.
Yeah, I usually listen to, well, like if Jim goes live, I listen to him on the way to work, and I wasn't able to listen to much of it. So, what are you doing?
If anytime I'm pointing at your microphone, I'm telling you to speak into it, because you're not registering anymore.
Oh.
I mean, if you're not, you know, if you're not going to speak into your microphone, I need to... Mute it before you move it, too. We can do an entire podcast where I berate you into... stop it.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
Why? Are you in some kind of pain or something?
Yes, I'm in pain.
Why are you in pain?
Because I fell off a bike this week.
Are you sure you just didn't get in an argument with the asphalt? It looked at you funny, and it's like...
We didn't part on good terms.
Hey, Kitty.
I can tell you that.
I've got a secret. Come closer.
No. Moving is tough. Okay, what? What's your secret?
No, I'm saying that's what the asphalt was saying to you. It was like, hey, Kitty, I've got a secret. Come closer, I'll tell you.
Screw your secret, road.
What the hell are you even talking about?
I want a hover bike or something.
What happened?
I had a fall. The gravity and myself, we had a disagreement, and the bike was involved. I was on the way home, Thursday? And someone was pulling out of the gas station, and the dude said it was his fault, but he was pulling out, and he just kept going, and so I had to, move further out, away from him, from the sidewalk, and that dip. So you can go into any kind of structure, it's got that ramp thing, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't know what to describe it as, but
just
so I had to pull off into the street, and I had slowed down by that point. And when I turned to get back on the sidewalk, there's that little ledge between the sidewalk and the pavement, and I kind of hit that. The tire did not want to go over it at the slow
angle
speed.
Velocity. There we go. There's the correct letter.
And I tried to, catch myself, but, it wasn't going to work. So I kind of fell to the left and hit my knee and caught myself with my elbow. And I guess I kind of hit myself on the side, too, because it's been hurting, since then. I mean, it's nothing major. Nothing's broken.
Well, usually when you hit the ground, you're a little achy afterwards.
Yeah, because, right off there was pain, and I was trying to figure out what happened. And I don't know if I rolled or what. Whenever I fell, that's when things get sketchy because I'm not sure anymore. But there were people around, and the guy who was driving the car got out and was helping me. And they were trying to help me to my feet, and my right knee kind of buckled, and so I fell down again. Stupid
trick knees. Yeah, I got one of those too.
I kind of almost fell in the street, and I got a real good look at a truck bumper.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Was it nice and handsome?
It was shiny and chrome.
So you witnessed it.
I did witness it very close. Not where I wanted, not something I want to do again. But I did eventually get, I sat up. Some of the people were there, were kind of going off and doing their thing. And the one guy who was driving the car was sitting there with me. And I don't know. I just really didn't know what to do in that situation. I had a lot of things in my mind. I had to catch the bus. I was wondering if something was broken or, about the bike. It's just 100 million things were going off in my head. So I was kind of in shock. But, eventually the guy went. I remember him saying that he had an appointment he had to get to. I got pictures though. So,
did you exchange information or?
I didn't know what to do. I really didn't know what to do. Everything was going so fast.
Anytime that you get hurt because of a car, it's a good idea to get the person's.
I didn't know what to do.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm telling you what to do. That way, the next time that some jackass doesn't stop because he's not looking for a bike like he should be, anything coming down the road. That guy was totally in the wrong, and I know he admitted it, but I'm still, really pissed off that he wasn't looking for a cyclist, because this can happen to anyone. But anytime that you're involved in any accident with a car, it's generally a good idea to capture their license plate and their insurance, if you can. Because what if you seriously hurt something?
Capture the license plate?
Well, what if you seriously hurt something, though?
I know.
And...
Well, it's easy to think about that afterwards.
Well, yes, of course. But it's easier to think about it in the moment if, it's been explicitly laid out.
Again, it's easy to think about it afterwards. When you're in the moment, you don't think about all that shit.
After the first time, yes, I agree.
Uh-huh.
But... after my first car accident, I didn't know what to do in the moment. I was stunned. It was oh my God, what happened?
Yeah.
Fortunately, reason came back. But then you learn all of the proper steps. That way you're prepared for the next time that it happens.
Well, I'm kind of hoping there is no next time.
But you don't. you may be hoping for it, but
oh yeah,
it's always good to have a plan. That way, if it does happen again, you know that while you're sitting on your ass in a daze, A, you don't stand up right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. If something's hurting, you know, make sure that you're going to be okay before you try and stand up. But if a car's involved, get the driver's insurance information.
All right. Well, as long as you're telling people, don't look at me and say that because I'm not an idiot. I was just hurt.
Well, yeah, why do you always go there? I'm not. Seriously, I'm not calling you a freaking idiot. Like, why? Seriously, why do you always go there?
I don't know. I just don't like feeling like I'm being talked down to.
You're not being talked down to. This isn't a concerned friend.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Ay, ay, ay.
I got a picture. I got the license plate number. I should probably handle this on my own. He'll be around in that neighborhood again.
You know what you should do is just ride down that street with your baton. You know, that way if you're going to be ending, you know, if it looks like you're about to hit a car, at least you can take the freaking windshield
about
with it. And just get like a baton.
Oh,
and
I'm not a cheerleader.
No, not. No, you're not going to be going down the street, you know, doing a twirling number, you know, like spinning it up over your head and transferring between your arms and oh shit, I accidentally jammed it into one of my spokes. No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like, you know, like a billy club, you know, and you're just riding down the street in a defensive motion. You're just like, you know, looking at every car and you're like, bring it on.
I need
I'm
a
ready
nightstick.
For you. Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Exactly. You know, and then you can hold it, you know, so it's like all aligned with your arm, and you can use it as a battering ram so you can push other pedestrians out of the way, and then you can put spikes on the front of your bike.
I just Mad Max the bike.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, this is what my car is for.
You are the road warrior, my friend.
The street fighter. Who lost? So I had that to deal with. Everything was going pretty good, though, during the week. I was, like, all cool with everything. And just that happened, and fuck.
I'm glad it was going for you. I've had a freaking week of nasty headaches just about every day this week.
I would settle for headaches.
Okay. I don't even see. I don't know the level of pain that you're in, but
it's a lot. It's better than it was. I was taking what, 3 Advil after it happened, so yeah, wasn't fun.
Okay. All right.
What is this?
What? What's what?
So I saw a link from the noob. Hey, one of those would be cool to have.
Telescoping baton?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't already have one of those like taped onto your bike already.
That would be cool.
You know, given that you ride at night and everything, and you know, you are the cat. You've got no less than 47 knives on you at any one time.
That probably helped protect me from getting more banged up because I was wearing a coat like I wear at work. So, and then the rest of my gear. I wear too much shit.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
It all serves a purpose, though.
Marianne says that you need a soak in a hot tub.
I don't have a tub. There is a hot tub around, but I didn't think about that.
Would you actually go out to the hot tub, though?
I don't have shorts.
What? But you've been saying I don't have shorts ever since we were in the last castle. When are you going to get shorts?
I haven't owned a pair of shorts in... What year is this?
This would be 2016.
This
we
millennia.
Said that at the top of the show.
This millennia, I haven't owned a pair of shorts.
Okay, so we're 16 years into it.
Yeah.
And you needed to know the year to know whether or not you've owned shorts this millennia?
Yeah. I'm not going commando because
this doesn't make sense. Wait, wait, wait. This doesn't make sense to me.
I have underoos.
If are, do you know it like by relative terms? Like it's been 20 years since you've owned a pair of shorts and that's why you needed to know the year because you needed to do subtraction? Or do you just know that it was 1997 when you last owned a pair of shorts? And you still needed to ask the year to determine if it was during the millennia or not. I'm so confused.
I forget. I don't keep up with time all that much. The sun rises, the sun sets. There's numbers involved somewhere.
Is there a fiddler anywhere?
On the roof?
I
like that movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah, I totally agree with Marianne. She says you work at a store. Go buy some swim trunks.
That means I had to expose my legs. I don't like to expose my feet.
But you can expose your legs without exposing your feet. I'm not sure what one has to do with the other.
I don't like exposing my legs.
But
it's weird.
But the justification that you used for that was you don't expose your feet.
Yeah, I don't even expose my feet.
Okay.
So, you know, you expect me to expose my legs? I'm not going that far up with exposure.
So no northern exposure?
No.
But okay, so your hands and your face are exposed.
Some of the time. At work, my face is exposed some of the time.
By necessity, I would assume.
Yeah. I just wear my gloves at work.
You are a complicated beast. Do you know that?
I know this.
Okay. You got anything else that you want to say about your bike incident?
Just that in the moment I was thinking of the Karate Kid, that was part of what was going on. No, I think that was afterwards. When I was trying to catch the bus, I was thinking of the Karate Kid moment when he had this bike wreck. And I was thinking, stupid bike. I was like, where's Mr. Miyagi? He's supposed to help me through this.
Nice. Oh, no. Diana, are you having problems with your connection? Let me know, because I've been trying to figure this out. Okay. So, I mentioned I've been having the headaches. That's been driving me nuts. But while, because you had your argument with the ground that was caused by the car that did not stop coming out of the gas station, you were able, well, not able, you were kind of forced into staying home from work for a couple of days.
Yeah, which kind of sucked, and it was using
up. But you got some good movie watching in.
Yeah, I watched some movies. That morning I watched Hansel and Gretel. I did kind of fall asleep a couple of times in it, but I was in pain.
You were in pain, but...
It was a good movie. I'm not saying I got bored with it and fell asleep. I just... Pain, tired. I was just glad to be here. Because it sucked. I mean, I did make it to the bus. That was one of my concerns. I was 10 minutes away from the bus, which was like three quarters of a mile from the bus stop I usually go to. And I didn't add that when I finally got there, I was looking poorly. And the bus driver lady was like, are you all right? What the hell happened? So she helped put the bike on the bike rack. And then whenever we got to the next transfer, she... stopped the other bus because I had made the bus late.
Aw.
And then she helped put the bike on the other bus. And
that's really sweet.
Yeah. And then the other guy helped on the next stop and he helped with the bike. And then I was on my own from there because, you know. No, wait. The other lady on the last leg of the trip, she helped me because she saw that I was, you know, not looking right. So,
basically what I'm hearing is that you had a very unfortunate accident, but it sounds like a lot of people came to the aid of Kitty.
Yeah.
So
they're getting to know
me. In some sense, there is a positive side to this story.
Yeah, they're good people. I mean, I haven't really had any kind of complaints against the bus drivers. Most of them are good. Just, you know, a couple of them have been kind of just weird. I mean, they're not bad. They're just kind of odd. But most of them have, it's been good to get to know them. They know me. I mean, what was it, a couple of weeks ago? I didn't have the bike because you took me into work. You gave me a ride to work. And and they were asking, like, where's your bike? What's going on? I was like, well, I got a ride into work. I didn't need the bike. And I even had a, oh, damn. The first stop, not the first stop, but the second stop, some of the people who had asked the same day when I got off the bus, they were like, where's your bike? They were bus passengers. They were there when I got off the bus.
Ultimately, you're they're getting to know you as well.
Apparently.
Like, the regular passengers. Are you starting to recognize them as well?
Not the passengers so much. Because, those people, I did recognize them that time. Because they did ask about the bike previously. But yeah, they had asked what had happened. And even the lady kind of helped me to the other bus. Because, I didn't have a cane or anything to walk with. So, but yeah, damn. If I see them, I have to thank them for helping me out. Because in the moment, I wasn't thinking too much about it. It's just like, fucking meow. Ow, don't make me laugh. It hurts.
Okay.
Good people.
Speaking of good people, I went out with some good people last night.
That's cool.
Yeah, I went out with some friends from, well,
Seeps two, got social.
Seeps was social. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Hooray.
Went out with some friends from high school, and actually one of them, one of the friends I went out with, we were actually friends in junior high, but she went to a different high school than us, and so we lost touch for a while, but it's always good to see her. We had a lot of fun. We went to a little bar in Fullerton. It's called Hopscotch, and I say little bar, it's not really a little bar, it's a restaurant, and they do craft beers and have various different whiskeys. And so I got the Maker's Flight. It was Maker's Mark, I believe Maker's 46, and Maker's Cask. And it was quite tasty.
So you had multiple whiskeys?
Multiple whiskeys last night.
Cool.
And it was quite tasty. I had a lovely dinner, but most importantly, I was with some friends that I haven't seen in a while. Actually, it's been a couple of years for all of them. And had a really, really good time.
That's cool.
So, and then we came back and, well, you and I were supposed to watch a movie last night, but we didn't end up watching the movie because I've been meditating. I left that out. So I went upstairs to do the meditation exercise. And when I came back down, you were passed out.
I was asleep, yes.
And you looked so comfortable and at peace that I really wanted to watch a movie, but I decided to just let you sleep.
Well, you said you were going to go up there, you were going to change or something and come back down and watch a movie. So I was waiting, and after about 15 minutes, I said, I don't hear any noise. She must have passed out.
Well,
so
no.
I'll just doze off here for a minute, and then...
And of course you didn't hear any noise. I was meditating.
I didn't know that.
Well, sure you did. I said I was going to go upstairs and change and meditate.
Oh, okay. I guess I missed the meditation part.
Meditation is something I've always had a lot of trouble with, but I've been trying out this Headspace app, and I'm really digging it. It's a series of guided meditations. You get, there are 10 minute meditations, and it's one per day, and you progress through. And it's basically the same meditation iterated over and over again, but each time they give you a little bit more of the tools to help, just to help you guide yourself through it. And it was really productive. I felt very, very calm afterwards, and I felt centered, which is a good thing. I don't, especially after having an amazing night, I came home bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, you were all kinds of stoked.
I got to hang out with my friends. I was excited. I haven't seen them in a long time, but I was definitely tilted on the end of the spectrum that I enjoy being tilted towards. You know, I don't like the moody other side, but I wanted to continue my progress with meditation, and I brought myself down to a very calm and relaxed place. And it's kind of weird now that I'm about halfway through it. I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen the next time I have an anxiety attack. Am I going to be able to take the tools that I have learned from this exercise and calm myself down? Or if I keep it up with, if I keep up with this program and subscribe to their other ones and get a lot better at meditating, will I even continue to have the anxiety attacks in the first place? I don't know, but it's exciting and I'm having fun learning about it.
Awesome.
So
anything to help?
Yeah. Yeah. And oh my gosh, I was just, I was so calm afterwards. Like I said, I was full on centered, and then I came downstairs and I couldn't wake you up. I just didn't want to. So I put on, DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
I saw part of that.
Yeah, I think you did wake up for a little bit on it, and I really enjoyed that program. It was kind of you know what? For now, I'll just say I enjoyed it. I'll probably do another program on that. You know, solo
I'm gonna
show.
Have to go back and watch it.
But I enjoyed it. I especially loved Black Canary's advice to her sister. It was really interesting seeing that the tables have turned on that one. And hey, we've got another show in the Arrowverse, but it's kind of timey-wimey. Actually, you know what? No, I'm just going to talk about it right now because we're life. You know, we covered life. Let's cover some pop culture.
Okay.
Rip Hunter. He's a time master.
Okay. Who's he played by?
He is... He's played by Arthur Darvill. You might know him as Rory. Rory Pond. God, why can't I say Rory? It's one of the... Like, I've always had troubles with that name. It's like how I couldn't say Indubitably for a long time. Rory just makes... Like, it feels weird when I'm saying it. And so I'm pretty sure I'm mumbling part of it. But...
Rory.
Yes. R-O-R-Y.
Yes.
Rory Pond, even though kind of, you know, Williams. But anyway, he is Rory Pond, damn it. But now he's playing a time-traveling time master with a stolen ship. I was a little defensive about this last night. I'm like,
it wait, sounds familiar.
What the hell? Like, am I actually seeing this? Is like...
I do remember you saying something about that, and it kind of, from what I saw, I was like, oh, well, I can't watch it now. My views are skewed by that.
Well, it was just
so
one
now
of,
I don't want to watch it.
It was just one of those, is this really happening? Like, they had to realize, you know, I know for a fact that he clearly saw through that, but it's just funny. There are some parallels to Doctor Who, and
I'll just see it as a rip-off.
It's not that it felt forced. I was shocked to be seeing that, and for a few moments I thought I might have been hallucinating the entire thing. Like, is this? I swear I heard. You know, they've been promoting this series for a long time. Andrew Kressberg, I've talked about it on when he went on Fat Man on Batman. No. This is actually happening. Holy crap.
Are they always going to be time traveling, or is it just going to be set in one time?
I think based on what I saw last night, it seems like at least for a while, it's going to be set in one time period.
That's good.
But there is a ship capable of time travel, so they could go to multiple different locations in time.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Seems too easy.
What do you mean?
Just seems too easy.
And speak into your microphone. What do you mean it seems too easy?
I don't know. I lost track of where I'm at now.
Okay, so we're just going to move on.
Throw me off with that every time and I lose track of where I'm at.
Okay. We had the, in other pop culture news, we had the Suicide Squad trailer drop. And both of us kind of had the same issue with it.
Marley?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's an issue. It's just like
it's just there was the one difference. Scene. The one scene where she's like, "What's that? I should kill everybody and escape?" And she blames it on the voices in their head, and then it's like, just kidding. That's not what they said.
That's not what they really said.
Yeah, and you had the exact same reaction that I did. It seemed like there was something missing in her voice right now. So I can't wait to see the rest of that, because I'm sure it will make sense in context. Like, I'm expecting for... excuse me.
Expecting the voice.
I'm expecting her to come back right after that and say something really psychotic. and you know, like get like a more grittier tone and maybe the huge smile where she kind of looks up at the camera, you know, the classic Harley cues. Cues. Not the
I just want to hear her say Mr. J, and I'll be cool with it.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound like she's got the full-on cartoon Harley accent that I'm used to, but, you know, I can deal with it.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, I'm sure that in terms of the cinematic universe, they will do something to have Harley set herself apart and grow the character within that universe. So, it's just something I wasn't expecting, but you know, there were a lot of things I wasn't expecting from the Star Wars, The Force Awakens trailer. They didn't unfold the way I thought they would in the movie. And I'm still 100% gaga over the movie. So I look forward to the movie with optimism. I did get something wrong though, and from the last trailer, because there was one scene that I thought might have been Harley Quinn and the Joker before he was the Joker, or at least presenting as the Joker. Maybe he was like in a costume or something. But I thought that there was a scene where they were about to kiss, and that's what, you know, there was the rumor where the Joker was going to be Jason Todd. You remember hearing
that? I've seen that rumor out there.
And so I came up with this personal theory that, okay, you know, that's Jason Todd. That's, you know, that's Harleen Quinzel. And they were an item before, and maybe it was his death that sent her kind of over the edge and started to break her. And then when he reemerged as the Joker, you know, he was able to, you know, poison her mind and turn her into Harley Quinn. But it turns out I was completely wrong. Neither of those characters, you know, the actor playing the guy is not Jared Leto. Turns out it's Scott Eastman. The actress, that's not Margot Robbie, that's Cara Delevingne. That's the Enchantress. And And I bring this up because there is the scene where the guy, did I say Eastman? Is it Eastman or Eastwood? It's Eastwood.
Probably Eastwood, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's Eastwood. I don't know why I wrote Eastman in, but oh gosh, I don't have IMDb open. But I thought I read that he was Clint Eastwood's son. But anyhow, moving on. Can't confirm that one right now. There was a scene in the trailer where he was going through, like, oh, this is, oh gosh, come on, brain, don't do this to me right now. He was talking about Deadshot.
Describing the other people.
Yeah, describing the other members of the Suicide Squad, you know, like, I don't believe it. My mind just went complete. I can picture it, but the actual words that he said, I don't got it. Anyway, so he was describing the different members of the Suicide Squad, and, you know, like, oh, he burns things, you know, he eats people. And then he says, you're possessed by a witch, and then she's just crazy. You know, talking about Harley Quinn, and that caught my eye, or not my eye, that caught my ear. Like, wait, why did he change what he said? He said you. So he's obviously talking to her, rewind it a little bit, and then I see these two characters that I previously thought were Harley Quinn, and... Yeah, like, it just get to see just a little bit more of them. I have a feeling that those two scenes are connected, and it made me realize just how wrong I was about my interpretation of the first trailer.
Oh.
So, but that, again, that's okay. You know, it's a little more context, and I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah. What you doing over there?
Nothing.
Okay. You don't seem engaged in the conversation at all.
I was looking for the names.
Yeah. Okay, so it is Scottish.
I'll make judgments whenever I see it. Whatever I see in the trailer looks cool, and I haven't put much more thought into it than that.
Okay.
I don't know half the names of these people in there, though.
What do you mean?
I just don't recognize all of these
like characters. Like the actors or the characters?
What I just said.
Okay, well, I
the
was
characters. In the... I know who Captain Boomerang is, and I've heard of Deadshot, but like Johnny Frost and Slipknot and Katana and Rick Flag, I don't know who these people are. And Enchantress, I think I've kind of heard of her, but yeah, most of them I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the backstory on really Harley Quinn and the Joker are the only ones I know. I know a little bit about Amanda Waller. And a little bit about Deadshot, but Captain Boomerang, no.
He's like a Flash villain.
So yeah, I've cool. heard of him, but I
don't really know a lot about him, though.
Me either.
Just that he's a Flash villain, and other than that, no. The other people, no clue.
I did see something earlier today that says, it is Scott Eastwood. Okay, yeah, definitely see his name on there now.
Doesn't even say what his character is, though.
Right. And there is some speculation. Well, do we want to cover speculation? Or do we just want to drop it and move on?
I haven't heard anything about him, so.
There's some speculation that he's Dick Grayson.
Okay.
And that Batman
so he
embedded him within Checkmate to keep an eye on them, to keep an eye on the Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay.
And then, I guess, supposed to take them down if they go rogue.
Well,
I don't know.
That's a good idea.
I don't know. It seems plausible. I mean, especially because we don't know the name of his character. We know the name of so many other characters. So, but I don't like thinking about that stuff too much because then you get something built up in your mind and it's not how it played out and you go into the movie prejudging things. Yeah, but I did think that was interesting. So
definitely.
All right. Anything else from that trailer you want to talk about?
Just I thought they did good with the music. Some people out there, someone we know, doesn't like that song that they use for it, but I thought it fit. with just all of the action that was going on and just the situation with the people.
Yeah, I loved it. They lined it up for, you know, they lined up the action with the musical cues. Or I should say that they lined up the musical cues because the music did cut out for a couple of seconds here and there.
At the right time.
Right, right.
Specific with the scene that they were showing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was well done.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that. I loved the scene of the Joker. You know, talking about showing the guy his toys.
I can't wait and to then, see my toys.
Yeah, and then
where does he get those wonderful toys?
But then a couple of scenes later, he's laying on the ground and he's just surrounded by nothing but knives and various other other weapons and everything in there. It's just,
I like what you told me about that.
Oh God, what did I say? Oh, that's your bedroom, huh? That's how you have your bedroom set up, isn't it?
Yeah, when I saw that scene, I was like, what's he doing in my room? The fuck out, Joker.
Oh, you know, one of the characters, Katana, I think she actually made an appearance on the previous season of Arrow.
As same character or just a different character?
No. I mean, like, not the actress, the character.
The character.
Yeah, right. The character Katana. I think she was in the last season of Arrow. I think that's who the her name, but she was the wife of someone that Oliver was previously working with when he was working with Amanda Waller.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't help you because I'm not caught up on Arrow. I just started watching The X-Files today. So,
and how's that going for you?
I kind of like it. I got up to episode 7.
You kind of like it? That show was like made for you.
I know. I do. Well, I do like it. It is stuff that I like. I listen to radio shows at night just on shit like that. And I'm like, why didn't I watch this show before? So, you know, in maybe 20 years, I'll start watching Arrow.
Yeah, that's fine.
Same thing. Why didn't I watch this before?
That's fine.
Thing is, with the X-Files, I knew what it was about, but I didn't catch it when it was first on. And I'm one of those kinds that I just don't want to get into the middle of something I haven't seen. And this is before they had, you know, DVD sets and you know, Netflix to just catch up on everything that you've missed. So I was like, well, eventually maybe. Forget it. I'm too far gone.
Okay.
But now I can watch it because they have all of them on Netflix, and I just go in and watch all of them. It'll take forever. And I think the new miniseries starts tomorrow, so.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Gotta add that to my calendar.
So after I get done with Arrow in 20 years, I'll watch that.
Don't you think that by the time that you finish watching The X-Files, you'll just start moving into the new stuff that's been released?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, and don't forget that there are, you know, movies to go along with it as
well.
Yeah,
there's lots of movies that I haven't seen that are on my never seen list. I haven't finished Jessica Jones yet. The new Daredevil starts in November, or not November, but March. Eventually, I'll catch up on shit. Maybe if I get injured for 6 months, I'll catch up on everything. And who knows?
Okay. How about Yoga Hosers? Did you watch the clip that Kevin Smith put out today?
Yeah.
It's like, what, a minute 30-something seconds?
Yeah, I just have no real interest in this movie at all.
Really?
No, not really. I'll probably watch it just to say I watched it, kind of like Tusk. I was kind of interested in that, but once I watched it, I was like, well, I saw that, I'll never watch it again.
Okay.
So this Yoga Hosers, I'll probably watch it once and never see it again.
The thing that cracked me up about the clip that he released today is it's two friends working behind a counter and they hate their jobs because of the customers.
I can get behind that.
That sounds a little familiar.
Yes, it does.
Now, I ask you, because it's very clear in my mind that he's going to catch a lot of grief for making another version of Clerks, but, and I have absolutely no problem with that, but I get the feeling he's going to catch grief, and I'm wondering just how much. Do we want to take bets on the critics' reception of this film?
Oh, the critics are going to be critics. They're going to say, yeah, he's going back to the well, but you don't know what other part of the story is. I mean, it's not just going to be the two of them behind the counter all day. Apparently, there's supposed to be some kind of story that goes along with it. So that's just part of it. It's two girls that work behind the counter, and they're going to be doing some kind of, I don't know.
They're going to be adventure. Fighting. There's... Yeah, they're going to be they're going to be part of defeating the mysterious villains.
So they'll be actually doing something instead of just hanging out and at a store all day bitching about people in movies. That'll be part of it, but yeah, you know, I don't think that'll be the entire movie. So.
Well, Jim,
critics are going to be bitchy anyway.
And Jim believes that the Canadians will hate it as well.
They might.
Yeah, it's not like it's part of the Great White North trilogy. it's an anthem to how much he loves the country of Canada, and yet they're going to hate what he produces. I don't know. I think interesting, Jim. Very interesting. There is only one trilogy. I agree. And it just got a really fantastic sequel. Okay. Let's see.
There is a thing that since I wasn't working last night, last night, I did do some drawing.
Oh, right. I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Because
I was kind of going into a segue into the flick pick.
Yeah. Because we floated it out there on Twitter and on Facebook. We took a sketch that the cat did, and I ran it through Adobe Shape as a lazy way of inking it to make it a little more visible. And we threw that up on Twitter and said, guess our flick pick. And I suppose if we're going to talk about the flick pick, I should probably hit this button. You know, I mean, it's there saying, press me, press me.
The flick pick.
So we threw the image up on Twitter, and I would love to read some of the responses that we got from it.
You got some interesting ones.
Yes. Al, DC Cantel, he voted alien?
Well,
I suppose we should describe the picture that was posted.
Yeah, because probably half the people in the chat or anyone that's listening probably didn't see it or anything, but it was
a picture of Dave.
Yeah.
He's wearing a hoodie. And there's a protrusion from his abdomen.
Yeah.
His shirt's lifted ever so slightly. A little bit of that protrusion is visible, and it may or may not be part of a basketball. I'm not sure how much, you know.
So it looks like he's got a belly.
Yeah.
A big one.
And it's one of those things where because I know exactly what it is, I can instantly see it and recognize it. So I don't feel like I'm qualified to judge whether or not other people could tell that it was a basketball.
Well, if it was me that had seen it and didn't know the context of it, I wouldn't know either.
Okay. So.
Because I hadn't seen the flick pick.
And we finally got the correct answer. Marianne just won.
Really?
Yep. She just guessed correctly. So let's see. Diana guessed Junior. the...
Close.
I provided a hint, though. The hint was Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
And that's Pryde spelled P-R-Y-D-E. Okay, so from the first one, no, it's not very... From the quick inking, it's not entirely evident that that's a basketball. And I can't get back to the original tweet. See, I'm having trouble bringing it up because Tom decided to go on a like fest. And and so people's answers are buried between our friend Tom.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
And apparently,
the mayor was tossing in a few guesses in there.
Yeah, they were going back and forth, but Tom was liking things in between, and so it's just a sea of likes in between answers and whatnot. And yay, I finally made it back to the original thread.
The mayor guessed Mr. Mom. Was it Mr. Mom?
And Tom guessed Sex Men.
I kind of missed that one, I guess. I don't know which one that was.
And then he was asking if it was Teenage Mutant Ninja Girdles.
That was funny. Almost wanted to say yes just because it made me laugh.
So we got a few answers, but coming in about 2 minutes ago was Marianne. Responding to, oh, see, Marianne's going off of the one that we posted earlier today with the properly inked one.
The one I worked on this morning.
Yeah, and she got it correct. Our flick pick is 2007's Juno. But Kitty,
yeah,
this is episode 108. I thought we were doing, you know, shouldn't we be doing a movie from 2008?
I know, I got confused about that.
So did I.
And
because we hadn't released episode 107 yet.
107?
Yeah, when we picked the flick, we hadn't released episode 107 yet.
Yeah.
And just got confused and we decided to run with it. And
I didn't notice it until like yesterday after I'd already drawn a whole image.
Yeah, well, when we were going through it, I was at work yesterday and you sent me an update to the image and I started thinking, oh, okay, 2007, wait, didn't I just prep the release of episode 107? Oh crap, we're on the wrong year. But we decided last week was a special show, and because episode 104 did not make it out. Somehow things balance out, and we're both good with backdating it an episode each. So we're doing our 2007 pick on episode 108. Hooray. Or maybe this is episode 107.99 or something, so we can round up. I don't know. Overthinking it. Creating rules where they don't need to be rules. Oh, I thought you were going to adjust your microphone.
Okay.
Wait, now I'm... You were muted before because you looked like you were about to start adjusting your microphone. And this is where you start yelling, "Don't you mute me, I'll mute myself."
Okay, I'm good now.
All right.
I need to stand
then.
Up.
Yeah, well, you know, you got the knee and all. So
stupid knees.
Okay.
So Juno is a movie that I hadn't seen. And I was like, okay, because I kind of picked one during the week and you brought up Juno. I was like, all right, well.
I just got in the mood for it. It's one of those... I started thinking when looking through the 2007 movies, that was the first one that really stood out to me. And I started really thinking about this because I enjoy this movie a lot, just based on the fact that, aside from actually getting the girl, I was Polly Bleeker in high school. You know, I ran track and there was one person in particular that I was just head over heels for. We were super close, and nothing ever actually happened, though. But even like my closest friends had thought that we, you know, we were dating back then. And in fact, when I went to my 10-year reunion, everyone was asking me when we had broken up. And it was just a weird, like, it was a little weird to me, because it was like, wait, no, we never actually dated, you know, not for a lack of trying on my part, wait, really?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Well, I guess because I've gotten up and, you know, taken off in the middle of the show, that's only fair, but we are, okay. So when I first saw Juno, when it was first released, I really identified with the character of Polly Bleeker. I saw a lot of my own individual experiences in it, and who doesn't absolutely love Orange Tic Tacs? And seeing this, gosh, what was it? It was X-Men. Not First Class. That was part of the reboot. What the heck was the working title of the third? I'm completely blanking on what the third X-Men was called. It wasn't just X-Men 3. Last Stand. Last Stand. That's what it was. And Ellen Page was Kitty Pryde in X-Men Last Stand. Hence the hint of Kitty Pryde for our little guest, the Flick Pick Challenge.
Days of Future Past too.
Yes, she was indeed Kitty Pryde in Days of Future Past as well. Very good, Kitty. All right. I'm trying to think if I had actually seen her in anything else before that, or if Juno was actually the movie that really solidified me being a fan of hers. I know I had seen her in X-Men Last Stand before this, but I'm pretty sure Juno was the one that put me over the top. It was it was written by Diablo Cody, and this was her first big success. I believe she had one project before that, but it didn't look like it ever actually ended up getting developed. Did you see who directed this, Kitty?
I wrote who was it?
Jason Reitman.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Ivan Reitman's son.
Yeah. Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay.
I remember seeing in the credits. But it was an art movie. I saw the trailer before we watched it and kind of had my doubts about it, but it was an art movie.
Well, what about the trailer made you have any doubts?
I just saw what it was all about. I mean, I kind of understood what it was about, but then when I watched the trailer and saw some of the context, I was like, I just, you know, some personal shit that I just didn't. It got personal. So.
Okay. I'm trying to get you out of this, but you keep talking again when.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So it's a young teenage girl gets pregnant one night. Clint. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right, Marianne. She was in Inception. That's right. And Whippet as well. Very good, Jim. No clue what the actual timing of those movies are. I think Inception came after Juno.
So, Jim, was Whippet good?
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, groan. What did you laugh so hard that you hurt yourself on that one? You got to sit down now? Yes. You're a little weak in the knees? All right, so teenage girl gets pregnant by her friends, claims to have been bored that night, and she doesn't know what to do, goes to an abortion clinic, runs into a friend from school that's protesting. It's not like in Dogma you know, where Brian Johnson, you know, came up on her face and like, you're going to hell, you fucking baby killer.
Yeah, it wasn't a big group of protesters. It yeah. was protester.
Right.
One sign.
All babies want to be born.
Was she saying born?
She was okay. saying born.
I was trying to... That's what I heard in my mind. I was like, is she really saying born?
She was saying born. That's one of the things I loved about the writing in this. There was a little bit of a creative use to the younger generation's language. Like when she's telling her best friend that she's pregnant, you know, her best, you know, she jumps up. She's like, honest to blog? That just made me crack up. I had never heard that before this movie, and I think that's really funny. And just little, you know, just the little sayings that were tossed in by the younger characters in this movie.
I just had to wonder, is that the way kids speak now?
I have no idea.
And do they talk so damn much?
They.
Because they were constantly talking about everything and anything, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Don't we basically do the same thing?
We're older, though.
Right, but did you not talk about any and everything when you were younger?
No.
Okay. Moving on, then.
No. No.
Okay, so that wasn't your experience. I really identified this with this movie because aside from the pregnancy, I saw a lot of what it was like for me in high school in this movie. I mean, and that's the major, you know, that's the major driving point of the plot. But I found the characters relatable.
Okay, that's good.
Clearly you did not. Now, Juno decides to put the baby up for adoption because she freaks out at the abortion clinic. And the couple that she chooses for the adoption are portrayed by Jennifer Garner and Jason Bateman. And I thought that was interesting because the same year in 2007, Jennifer Garner and Jason Bateman had another movie come out that they were both in. And if I remember correctly, we're pretty close. Their characters were pretty close. I don't know if they were actually a couple. I don't really remember that movie too well, but just remember thinking, wow, they're starting to work a lot together. What the hell keeps falling? Anyway, sorry, squirrel. And then they had another movie together a couple of years later. I don't remember what it was, but they've worked together a couple of times. What are you looking at there?
I was trying to see which ones they were, and I don't...
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what other movies they worked together on.
There was one other movie that they worked together on. Again, it doesn't matter. I liked their characters. You know, this is definitely one of my...
The Invention of Lying.
Yes, that's what it was. The Ricky Gervais one. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, that was the one that she was in with Ricky Gervais, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. I lost my train of thought. It's gone. I think I was. No, it doesn't matter. Overall, I've already said what I really need to say about this movie. I enjoy it because I found the characters relatable. I particularly enjoyed J.K. Simmons as her father. He's got a lot of funny lines in there, like especially when when he finds out that Juno's pregnant and asks, well, who's the father? And it's like, oh, Polly Bleeker. And just his reaction, like, huh, didn't think the little dweeb had it in him or whatever. Not the exact line, but just the reaction to it. I thought that was great.
I did like him in this movie.
And then Allison Janney as her stepmother. I liked how their relationship evolved throughout the course of the picture. You know, they start out uneasy, but ultimately when it comes down to it, when Juno's in the hospital about to
she's going into labor.
Yeah, she's going into labor, and you know, she was asking for the Spinal Tap, and Allison Janney's character just got all mothery and like, hey, will someone get my kid the freaking Spinal Tap already? You know, I really love that you could see the growth between the characters as they went through this as a family. I really, really enjoy this movie. It's one that I've watched many, many times. In fact, I didn't even get to watch all of it because my boss called me right in the middle of the damn flick. So I missed about half an hour of it, but it's still fairly clear in my mind.
Cool.
Yeah. Have you said your entire piece on it?
Yeah, it was an all right movie.
It was an all right movie. Okay. Would you watch it again, or is it like Tusk? It's like, okay, I watched it. Check that one off the list.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
So I can take that one off my never seen list.
All righty then. So is that Midnight Movie Nights for this week then?
It's always Nights with a K.
Okay, it would seem that is indeed Midnight Movie Nights for this week. So the podcast is available on SoundCloud, and it's listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, and we've still got the webpage over at midnightmovienights.com and take37.com.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay. And
we're on Twitter. Movie Nights Pod, if you need more than...
Well, I was just going to get to that, but okay.
All right, go for it.
Well, on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, there is the email address, contact@midnightmovienights.com.
Sweet. And, thank you, Mr. Brad Raven, for our logo, and Ed Judge Funky Boy for our theme, Tom Sherlock, and DC Cantel for our segment intros. And I did actually put the new followers
in. I know, I saw that. I'm
I was busy this morning.
I like it.
So
who are our new followers?
There's a couple of them. Long and Late Movie Show at L&L Movie Show. And Podcast or Die at Podcast or Die on Twitter. So
cool. Well, thanks for the follow, guys. And, you know, gals, maybe. Possibly. I don't know. I was going for the generic guys, but I decided to gender it up because why not? Jim would like us to know that he is also a nude follower.
Awesome. It's awfully cold up there, Jim, but okay.
Oh, Marianne is asking if we've seen Allison Janney's TV show, Mom. Yeah, Anna Faris is in that. I've seen a couple of episodes. I remember it was pretty funny.
Is that a new show?
I want to say 2013, maybe. It's on its second or third season now.
Oh, okay. No, I have not seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
The only movie I can remember her from, the Allison Janney, is Private Parts. She was one of the station managers or something.
See, whenever I think of her, I immediately think of The West Wing.
I didn't see that. Was she like a politician?
Oh gosh, it's been so long since I've watched that. Was she the press secretary or
Jim says CJ? Gosh.
What?
Jim says CJ. Does that mean anything?
Off the top of my head, you know, that was her name. Yeah, the press secretary. Okay. Thank you. Oh, phew. I was starting to freak out for a moment because it took me a moment to recall that Martin Sheen played Bartlett. President Bartlett. So, yeah. I haven't watched that since it originally aired. I'm going to say it was written by Aaron Sorkin, if I remember correctly. And started watching that because I really enjoyed Sports Night. And it's like, oh, this is written by the same guy. It's way political. Oh, okay. She was promoted to the chief of staff. All right. There we go. Yeah, it's been a long time, but definitely a good show. So we got anyone else that we want to thank? You know, maybe the people in the chat that are feeding all of this wonderful information to us.
Yeah. Well, I think Comic Noob for joining us tonight. He was in there talking a lot. Still in there.
Okay. And Revelstoke Jim.
Marianne.
And Dale.
And Mark Doner.
And Diana.
And Diana. Did she take off already?
She was having issues with the connection. She's probably running into the same damn thing that we were running into.
Well, I know at one point she said she was on the work on her way to work, so...
Ah.
She may have already arrived at work, and I just missed a point when she said she was going.
Okay, well, she was in there, so we're going to say thank you to her. You got a problem with that?
I got no problems with that.
All right, and we'd also like to thank Plus Two Elsewhere. Although now Plus Two Elsewhere is now just Plus One Elsewhere. I wish they would make up their mind. Are you Plus One? Are you Plus Two? Plus Five? And why are you always elsewhere?
Find a there's place just, and stick with it.
Yeah, there's just... I don't understand this. Alrighty. Well, I think there is someone else that we would like to thank. How about you for listening?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
And I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that freaking cat.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah.
Let's go play some Rocket League.
And talking's hard.
Remember.
Wait, I did that wrong. There's more to say.
Is there?
Yeah. How about good night?
Good night.
With a K.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
Well, at least you didn't burp right after I muted everything this week. You know, I actually listened to our stinger from last week, and I realized it made it sound like I was the one who did the God burp last week.
Really?
Well, yeah. Trying to take
credit for my burps?
No, I don't want credit for your burps. No. Those are, you know, Kitty God burps are Kitty God burps. But... I thought that was funny, and that would be something worthy of bringing up in the stinger, that when I listened to it again, it kind of sounded like I was taking credit for it. Or, no, not that I was taking credit for it, but it sounded like, I don't know.
My God, burp would kill a normal human.
Oh, God.
It would deflate.
You were expecting me to hit the button, weren't you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Why not? Why don't you know?
Because I don't know anything.
Hey, what the hell? Where's the other promo?
I'm Robert at Comic Noob on Twitter.
And I am your mayor of Beertown on Twitter.
Ah, there it is. Yes, Mr. Mayor crack.
Hey, I got an awesome view of your.
All right, yeah, just don't tweet about it, okay?
Well, you know, I at the very least Snapchat it.
Maybe you should save that until we're halfway in or something.
I'm a little too sober right now.
And then you can chug it and be just good for the rest of the pod.
Okay.
I'm not going to chain you down or anything.
I appreciate that.
At least not till I get there.
The Mayor versus Noob. Podcasting's strange bedfellows. Find them at mayorversusnoob.com or iTunes.